Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. And it's time to do a little NFL action, shall we, gentlemen? And I think the story that everyone is most interested in is KT, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He's out here having fun with porn stars.
It's a real shocking thing when you see a San Francisco Chronicle article, like at the headline says, Jimmy Garoppolo dates porn star Kiara Mia. Now, I saw this as TMZ picked it up first, of Jimmy holding hands with busty...
Waters?
Curvy... Voluptuous is the word I think Ben likes to use. I mean, this is a clear goal line back.
Oh,
it's a fullback. If there's a fullback, it's a fullback.
Yeah, she could even be like a Connor Williams. I mean, because she's really big enough to be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you see Connor Williams working out and stuff, he doesn't look like a kind of a big old fat lineman.
I saw a video where she squatted and then jumped up real high, just right there off of 2 feet.
Oh, the box jump.
Yeah.
I saw the whole box.
It literally was the box jump.
Yeah. And so when she did that, I mean, I knew that she was, I mean, she could be an interior lineman, but I think I'd put her as my Christian Okoye kind of short yardage back. But I, you know, if she's not winded,
yeah,
you know, maybe 15, 18 carries tops.
Thick accent.
This is what it says on the San Francisco Chronicle. Okay. It says Garoppolo burst onto the Bay Area scene last fall. Hold on. We're going to get there. Get it?
What do you mean
get
burst?
It?
Yeah, I get it.
Leading a winless team to 6 straight wins and then signing a $137.5 million contract. All right. Now, we know all this stuff, but I just want to reiterate what the 49ers have invested in this guy. With his movie star good looks and low-key personality... He was an instant media darling. Men and women both swooned over Jimmy G quickly enough to become the region's most eligible bachelor.
Did I say women and men both?
Yeah.
Okay.
In San Francisco, I mean, whatever. Now, he is rumored to be dating a woman named Alexandra King back in the spring. They were seen at Disneyland together, but he was videotaped by TMZ Sports last night with porn star Kiara Mia.
Okay, so what movies has Alexander King been in?
I think she was just a normal.
Okay.
A normal one. So they were seen enjoying their meal. There's video footage of that, them eating and then walking out and getting into a car together. Okay. Now on her Instagram, she had something that's a tad shocking after a picture of herself saying that it was date night.
Okay.
To the right, it was one of those things where she could Snapchat two pictures. So on the left half, it says date night, and she's just in a dress, full backing it up, full pads and everything. Then on the right, it says, yas, okay, what time is it? Shippy, I need that football music, otherwise I get the
it's
sport.
Not working
now.
Right now.
Okay.
It's broken.
When she pulls the scrunchie off her wrist to put her hair up. And you guys can go ahead and just deduce whatever you want out of that.
Ben, what does that mean?
Throw him under the bus.
What happens during the day where she's got to use her scrunchie?
Shippy?
I don't know.
You live in Uptown.
Go on dates.
How would Tom Herman answer that question? I don't really know.
Sure.
Now, in a weird, wild twist of events, Mark Cuban is now involved.
Okay, now we're talking.
I mean, I don't know.
He reports to TMZ that Jimmy has nothing to fear about losing endorsements or pissing off his bosses, but just because he's dating a porn star. He says that he's had players on the Mavericks who have dated porn stars in the past, and it's never been an issue. With one caveat, if they try to hide it, they're screwed.
All right.
Oh my God.
Someone needs to tell Cuban that that Kardashian gal was not a porn star. I mean, we had seen movies of her sisters.
Oh, that one. that one. Kim was.
Chloe
was.
Technically is not, although.
She didn't get any awards for it or anything, but she was
I
in
thought
one.
Ray J was great in that.
So, that spun off into the discussion before the show. What if one of us is just walking around dating a porn star?
Yeah, you know, I've there's a lot of layers to this. So let's say that one of us, or you have a coworker, or a friend, or
let's say
family member.
Let's just let's have fun with it. Let's say Sharif.
Okay,
John Sharif.
If Sharif was dating a porn star, I think I would feel happy for him. I'd be like, man,
way to go,
this is
gonna
be a fun ride for you.
Yeah,
hold on for dear life.
Strap up.
First of all, are you big enough for this ride? Okay, good. You are.
Is anyone?
Okay. But
have you seen some of the other work of individuals?
But
that have been there.
Let's think about it in a different way. Let's think about it if your family member was dating one. All right?
Like my wife?
Like, I'm thinking of my little brother. You know, before my little brother got married, if he was dating a porn star,
mm-hmm.
I think I would be like, man, I don't want to judge, you know, because they're people too. But do you bring up the movies that you've seen that they're in? Do you bring it up to them?
Yeah. You got to let them know that you enjoy their work.
You know what was funny?
Like, dude, I'll ask you this. If your brother was dating a lady that ran a restaurant, you want to let her know that you've tasted some of that fine cuisine. So if your little brother's dating a porn star, you got to let that gal know you've seen her
like,
in a circle of...
Ben, I'd like to introduce you to... Oh, I know who that is!
All right,
it's
so
an honor.
Will you sign my hand?
What was the name of the... what was the name of that porn star that lived over there that the Rangers were dating?
What?
What?
Machine Gun Kelly gal.
Rachel Starr?
Yeah, yeah, Rachel Starr.
Yeah.
She wasn't dating the Rangers. She was dating Uptown.
Probably Napoli.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making a joke, and I'm sure she would enjoy that same joke. But
she's a sweet girl, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Lovely woman.
I know Rachel.
But I think the whole bit is that if you're dating someone like that, you're just kind of publicly saying, hey, I'm doing all this crazy sex stuff, y'all. What's up? Like, I don't think anyone is honestly looking for true love there.
That's what Jimmy's doing, right?
But
just
that's
take
not
her out
fair.
To eat and have a good time.
Unless
why
they're
can't
a
she have true love.
Unless they're an MMA fighter.
She's 41 and he's 26.
Let
why
me
is he messing around with that?
Let me give
and
you,
she's but, twice his size.
Have you seen her? She's
he's doing bits.
I don't know. I think
he's just having, like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do this thing for a little bit.
She's having fun.
Yeah.
Here's some of the movies she's been in.
Oh.
MILF's Love Big Blank. Rice on White, Stepmom Videos
is that
5,
Jerry Rice,
Mall Dogs,
uh huh. That's a video of downtown Detroit.
MILF Fantasy, God, can't even say.
Well, Mall Dogs like animated
I can't
for
say
kids.
Any part of this one.
Just mouth it to everybody.
Big A Booties 3.
What does the A stand for?
Big T. MILF's 24. 24 of those. It's a very successful franchise.
Is it? That's a sequel or there's 24 MILFs?
My Stepmom Has Huge Blank. Dirty Rotten MF 8.
8?
Big Wet Butts.
Because
you remember How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Well, there's a whole series of How I Blank.
Right.
Raw 19.
Oh, wrestling, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like she could be a wrestler, too.
Lexus Point of View.
Yeah. Raw 19, Hagee, loved that one in Troy.
Latina's on Fire.
You got to put them out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's been in quite a few films dating all the way back into to 2005. Her
God!
first work.
Jimmy was 13.
Interracial Pass.
What? What are you saying right now?
Our movies are. She's been doing this for a while, you guys.
It's amazing that she's so talented. She can be in so many different categories.
He was the age of your oldest when she started getting into this. And I want to relate this back to you guys.
And so when he first went on the internet, he said, one day she'll be mine. And here we are.
That might be.
Do Do you think if you were friends with Jimmy Garoppolo and he brought her to a party or something?
Uh huh.
Do you would you acknowledge that you saw Mall Dogs?
Now, Mall Dogs is the animated Pixar movie.
Yeah, Mall Dogs sounds pretty good. That's a Wes Anderson flick. I don't think I'd let him know that I've seen Mall Dogs, but I'd let him know that I've seen one of those MILF, Raw MILF 24 or whatever that was.
You were great in My Stepmom Has Big J's 8. Oh, thank you. I mean, it was very believable.
Right.
This is, go ahead.
I think the whole idea is if you're friends with Jimmy G, and he's hanging out with, what's her name, Mia Khalifa? Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Mm-hmm. No, don't put Mia Khalifa in that same
Khalifa
boat,
Mia.
Dude.
Whatever.
Kiara Mia.
Yeah, if he's out with Kiara Mira.
Mia.
Then you want to know, hey, can I meet some of your friends? Right? Isn't that the whole benefit of hanging out in that scene? Shippy, you're sort of tangentially hanging out with athletes. Don't you want to meet their porn star friends?
Yeah, friends are always good.
Does it matter if as long as they're winning? Isn't that kind of how this works?
Oh, I don't judge him.
Nah, but the fans and
fans, coaches. Yeah, his business. You care? I mean, what if someone's dating someone who's worse than her, but she's just not, she doesn't make movies?
Dude, you're crazy if you don't think his coach called him this morning and said, bro, I need a call. They're like the same age. How old is Kyle Shanahan? He's like 15, right? Yeah. He's like, dog, I want to roll when you're going to roll out with porn stars. Get at me. I saw that scrunchy Instagram.
Man, I just watched The Girl Next Door, too.
That's a good movie.
Not a bad movie. And, hey, she deserves to find real love, Kevin.
Dude,
all
the porn stars look like Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Back in the day, there was a maverick who we got to know pretty well. Pretty well enough to where I talked him into playing on my softball team in the village.
Jay Vincent.
And so he would come play softball games with us from time to time. And one time he said, hey, my girlfriend, you know, this girl that I've kind of, not my girlfriend, this girl I've started dating is coming into town. I'm flying her. She's going to be at the game. She started coming to our softball games for like 2 weeks. Well, it turned out to be a woman who had been on the cover of Swank magazine more than any other woman in the history of the magazine.
My God, what a superstar.
I'm a veteran.
And everyone on the softball team knew her.
Oh, wow.
Different era. This is before the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone knew exactly who she was, and
that's
awesome. She was flattered by it.
Yeah, she didn't do that to, you know, be in the shadows. She did that to be out there getting coverage, you know?
I want to go back to the June. Let's go back to the June 2006 shoot. What were you thinking about as you...
Hey, I want to tell you something. I've got that issue and it won't open. Great. Great work by you. You're a superstar. I just wanted to tell you, you've done great for yourself.
I mean, can you tell her that at Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
At the table?
You can make all kinds of stuffing jokes.
All right. I think we've settled nothing.
And that was sports.
And that was sports. Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, football. You're a fantastic quarterback. You can do whatever you'd like to do.
What if it was Dak? I know we got to go, but what if it was Dak?
Hey, I
we
support
wouldn't care,
it.
Right?
No, nope, absolutely support it.
Just
and especially
sure.
If you're winning. When you're doing bits and you're losing, now it's the bits that are making you lose. A la Derek Holland. Yeah. Oh, Derek Holland, you were a great pitcher, but now that you're not doing good, it's those interviews you're doing and them characters. It's like, really? I don't think he's always the same guy.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.